Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. Okay, more about Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah has very interesting stories about jinn. You know about jinn, right?
Yeah, jinn amazing.
Do they exist?
Yes.
How? What's their nature? Any idea?
Their energy, the plasma.
There are energy, that's right, huh? If the jinn wants to convert into mass and bodies, yes.
Can jinn possess humans?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. Is it in the Quran? No. Is it in the Hadith? No. Do they do that? I have no idea. All I can say is whatever is mentioned in the Quran. I heard stories about jinn. This is to people. Yeah, I heard stories about that from sheikhs and things like that. But, you know, it's not mentioned in the Quran. It's not mentioned in the Hadith. So I can't deny, I can't confirm. So, but we know about the jinn. Do you know the law that says energy equals to mc squared?
Yes.
Where m is the mass? What's the name of this law?
Your brother told me to tell you that the Jeopardy season is 11, right?
Oh, she's coming back. She's coming. So, what is E energy? M is mass. Where have you seen this equation before?
Science.
What do they call it?
It's
no, the equation itself. No, but anyway, this is how the jinn appears to us. The jinn is energy, and we as mass. It's a constant. So you can convert energy to mass and mass to energy. So if the jinn wants us to see them, we convert them to convert themselves into mass. Now, you know how in the story of Sulaiman, how did he ask for to bring the throne of the queen of Sheba, Balqis?
Yes, the jinn.
You know Balqis, right? Anybody know the friend called Balqis? One of your friends called Balqis? Okay, it's a name used. Balqis is that queen, okay, queen of Sheba, that Prophet Sulaiman wanted to bring his throne from Yemen to Jerusalem. From Yemen to Jerusalem, if you have an airplane, you're talking about 4 hours of flying. And then the jinn told him, I am going to bring it to you before you get up of your seat. Before you get up of your seat. Now, how would the jinn be able to do that? What do you do? Yes. No, they are already energy. But how they are able to bring this throne from here to there? I mean, it doesn't fit through doors. How can they get it out? Is it going to, the throne is going to fly? Or the throne is going to disappear from here and appear there? So disappear and then appear. How do they do that? They convert the mass of the throne into energy. And then they travel with the speed of light. With the speed of light, because they are energy. And then they bring it back into mass. Convert it back into mass. You got it? This is a body of energy. A body of energy. I once felt that, when I wasn't opening the door, I felt that it's a body of energy is passing through the door. Now, I have no other explanation except that it was a jinn, right? What else?
Cold spot?
Hmm?
Where like, people say like, they feel like cold all of a sudden. Is that like what they mean?
No, not really that. But anyway, the jinn. What happened to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam? Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was accused by the shaitan. He was accused by the Jews that he practiced black magic. The Jews said the reason Prophet Sulaiman was able to control the jinn and control the birds and things like that They say because he's a magician. Because he's used magic. Now, using magic is kufr. The magic, the magician is kafir. Kafir. It's some period. You know, kafir, kafir. He's non-believer. But, oh, why? Because in order for the magicians to be to communicate with the jinn, there has to be a price to pay. What is that price? Money? No. So what's the price back there? What's the price for the jinn to communicate with the man? What's the price the man has to pay? Huh? The good deeds will bring the jinn? No. Basically commit the worst evil things you can imagine. Just like, for example, putting the Quran in the toilet and flushing the toilet. Just for example, curse Allah. Just for example, do everything, evil things that you can think of. Now, make a sujood to the shaitan. Make a sujood to the shaitan. You know, he can do everything that can be done to insult Allah. Okay? Then the jinn likes him. So then the jinn comes. Yes.
Wait, but that's not for magic's like a lot of magic's like mostly illusions, right? So is that Quran too?
No, that's the magic torch, magic games. So magic games like the Pharaoh and Prophet Musa when they competed, okay? They threw in toys, magic toys. Okay? So Prophet Musa threw the stick. And the stick, who is able to bring life to the stick? Okay. Allah. So they have seen it, and it means that the magicians know the truth and see the truth. Okay? So they knew that this snake is not magic. It's not a magic trick. It's the swallow. But I'm not talking about this kind of magic. I'm talking about the real magic. You know how real magic was taught? There were two angels. Their name is Harut, and the story is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Two angels. Their name is Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut. I'll tell you what ayah now. Okay, I didn't put it in there. So Harut and Marut, they were two angels in heaven. And they were criticizing humans. So, oh, look at those humans. Oh, they disobey Allah. Even if they repent, still disobey. If we were in their place, we'll never disobey. So Allah said, okay, I'm going to convert you into humans, install temptations and desires in you, and send you to earth. So now they have, remember, angels don't disobey Allah because they are not tempted. Why would you ever do something that you're not tempted to do? They are not tempted to disobey Allah in the first place. Okay? So it's not like us, they have to struggle with the temptations, with our temptations. So now, Allah said, I'm going to, and then Allah sent them to earth. So then they started seeing a beautiful woman, they wanted romance, and they made romance, and then they were hungry, they stole money, they stole food, because they were hungry, and then started getting power, and giving self the power, and all of that, and they started teaching black magic.
How long did they work?
I have no idea. But they stayed on the earth long enough. They have gone corrupt more than the most corrupt human you can ever imagine. Why? Because they taught magic, black magic. The actual black magic, not
so. So they still have the knowledge of the angels?
Because they were angels, they knew what black magic is. And they taught it. That's the worst thing you can ever do.
They still remember that they were angels before and they were sent to Allah.
Yes, but they remember their nature before. They were in angel nature, no temptations, no desires that takes them away from Allah. The angels are dedicated to Allah. There's nothing that can distract them because they're not tempted. They don't have desires. Like us, we have desires, lower desires. We have temptations, jealousy, ego, you name it, meanness, stinginess. Okay? We have all kinds of temptations, selfishness, greed. Okay, even capitalism is built on selfishness and greed. So we live in a culture that's built on selfishness and greed. So we have all these bad temptations. So now they came down to earth, they have got so corrupt, unbelievably corrupt, that they started teaching black magic, right? So Now, when the jinn communicates with the human, it makes the human, it overburdens the human. So you can see this human is always exhausted, is always overburned, it also overloaded, you know, just like, and then this will send information. This will receive information from the jinn and give it to the people. And then the people use it to promote evil. To promote evil. How? When they give them one verse, for example, or they give them one sentence, correct, they give them 100 false sentences with it. You got it? Now, you can verify, they will make you verify that they are truly knowledgeable of the unseen by showing you that this one true thing can happen. Then you trust them. So when they trust them, then they fool you in 100 things. Just like, for example, drought, no rain, and then the shaitan goes up and sneaks and listens to the angel's talks, and then he hears the angel's talk, then he goes down and he tells, for example, when he hears the angel's talk, he hears that the rain is going to come after like 6 months. So the shaitan will tell the magician, the sorcerer, that the rain is going to come after 6 months. So the sorcerer goes to the people and says, oh, you guys are praying to God, nobody's up there, nobody's going to listen to you, nobody cares about you. So life is drying, water is drying, plants are dying, animals are dying, humans are dying. For 6 months, they are praying to Allah. So after they give up, the shaitan tells them, pray to these statues. Those are middle gods. They are small enough to hear your complaints, and they are large enough to deliver your complaints to Allah. They can get his attention. But you can't, which is totally wrong, because Allah knows Sudan. Allah knows Maham. Allah knows Safa. He knows you. He knows you. He knows you, who you are. He knows everything about you. Okay, and he mentions your name. Okay, the fact that you don't know it, it doesn't mean it's not happening. Like one companion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah mentioned your name and told you, told me to tell you X, like whatever, blah blah. You know? So the guy cried. He said, really, Allah mentioned me by name? Yes, of course, Allah mentions you by name. He knows you inside out. You know? So basically, what happened is that they tell the people the rain is coming, and then they say, if you worship these guys. So when you worship, when they say, okay, we got nothing to lose, let's worship these guys. When they worship these guys, the rain comes in 6 months. Or the rain comes right away. It depends on how long time has passed. Yes.
Is it true that shooting stars are actually shaitan?
No, shooting stars are for guarding heavens. When Prophet Muhammad was born, Allah gave the humanity a gift, which is he guarded the skies, the heavens, so that nobody, no shaitan, will ever be able to go and listen and sneak on the angels. And the way they are, sky is guarded by shooting stars. Any shaitan who tries to go and sneak, he gets a shooting star to burn him right away. Okay? So they can no longer do that. Okay? They are energy, they move in the speed of light, so they can reach really, I would say that even move more than speed of light. Because the way you think about it, how could they reach to the seventh heaven and sneak on the angels, unless they really can travel? Because our 14 billion, I mean, the end of universe is 13 billion years away from us. So 13 billion light years. So if they can move with the speed of light, they need 13 billion years to arrive there. So that's not the case. So it means that they are really faster than the speed of light. Okay. So those angels started teaching black magic. Then what happened to those angels after they've gone corrupt? Allah knows what happened to them. Maybe Allah brought them back to the status of being angels after he taught them a lesson, or where Allah punished them, or I don't know what happened to these angels afterwards. But they were the ones who taught magic. So Allah is saying in the surah, in ayah 102, that the Jews followed what the shaitans were reciting about the kingdom, about the royal powers of Sulaiman. So the shaitans were saying things about the royal powers of Sulaiman. The shaitan were saying that Sulaiman used black magic to control the jinn and to control the shaitan and to control the earth. Usually, shaitans don't do that. According to the surah, shaitans can play with the emotions. They can change the emotions. Like you can make the husband and wife hate each other or love each other. They play with the emotions. And if I have control over emotions, I can be the president of the United States. Why? Because I'll change everybody to like me, and then they will love me, and then they will vote to me. Changing emotions is a very powerful thing. Really powerful thing. And among the powerful thing in this magic, black magic, is that I can change your emotions. So about, you know, carrying these things, I don't think the shaitans really care about these things. Okay? So these are really toys, magic toys. Okay. So Allah's blaming the Jews for following the claim of the shaitans that Sulaiman was controlling using black magic. Also, the surah talks about filtering the believers. Allah told the children of Israel, or the children of Israel prayed for Allah, and said, Ya Allah, send us a leader that will unite us and we fight with him. Send us a leader that will unite us and we would fight with him to get our holy land, which is the holy land? Jerusalem, that's right. So he said, we want to occupy this, so fight for this cause. So Allah,
11:55, exactly 15 minutes.
Okay. So we have 10 minutes. So what happens is that Allah waters down the people. Okay? The task was very difficult. Why the task is very difficult? Because the people who occupy, come on guys, come on girls, come on, still 10 minutes, let's finish. So what happened is that there were, let's say, 100,000 at the beginning. They were 100,000. Allah, the job is very hard, very, very hard. Okay. Why? Because you need to fight people who are so mighty. And Jalut was a big monster by himself. He's a really humongous guy, okay? And those people were so mighty and so tall, and they have all kinds of war equipment. So the battle is upside hell battle, okay? So it was a hard battle. So in order to win the battle, you need what? You need good, sincere people. You need good, sincere people. So they prayed, Ya Allah, send us a leader. Let's say they were 100,000 in the beginning. He said, Ya Allah, send us a leader that will unite us and we will fight. So the Prophet said, Allah have sent you Talut. Allah sent you who? Talut. Did you hear about Goliath?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is Jalut, the one who was killed. Yeah. So Allah sent Jalut. Allah sent Talut to be a king, to be a leader. So what did they say? A group of them said, what? You gotta be kidding us. Talut is our king, our leader. No, he is not even strong. He was not even rich. So the Jews really evaluate things by being rich or poor. That's an important criteria. So he's not even rich. How could he be our leader? So the Prophet said, the sign that proves, the miracle that will prove that he's a leader is that Allah will bring you the tabut. Tabut is the box where the dead people are buried. Tomb? Call it tomb? Not coffin, it's the box. Coffin. So he's going to bring you a coffin that has remains from the stuff of Prophet Sulaiman and Prophet Harun. So you open it, you see the stuff of Prophet Sulaiman and Prophet Harun in there. Okay? So he said, this will arrive to you. Angels were carrying it. So imagine, angels were carrying the coffin. Okay? They can't see anybody. So it's all flying by itself. It landed in front of them. He said, that miracle proves to you that Talut is your king. They said, no. He's poor, he can't be our king. So he said, Allah made him rich in a different way. Allah made him wise and strong. And this is what we need. We don't need rich people there. So they said, no. So look at this test. So this is test number one. And then that reduced them into 10,000. Okay? So 10,000. From 100,000, they became 10,000. Then Allah wanted to provide another test. So the people who accepted Talut as the king, they started traveling with him. Traveling in the desert for a very long time, they became very dirty and terribly thirsty. No water. So Talut told them, we are going to arrive at a river of water, okay, in a few hours. You cannot drink from it except take a handful of water, drink it, that's it. No second. That's it. So when they arrived there, they couldn't resist their temptations. Many of them could not resist temptation. And they drank and swam and, you know, did what their leader Talut told them not to do. So they were left behind. So now the 10,000 are down to 1,000. Okay? See how it's being filtered down? Then the 100,000, the 10,000, or the 1,000, arrived at Jerusalem. So they send a spy to look. They found mighty people, like Goliath and people like that. So they said, we can't. A group of them said, we can't fight. And they walked away. So that brings the 1,000 into 100. See how Allah filtered them from 100,000. Then 10,000, then 1,000, then 100. But those 100 are top notch. And Allah brings the victory because David was among them. Ooh. He killed Goliath by the caterpillar. Is it called caterpillar?
Sling. Huh? Sling.
What is it?
I thought he was a sling. It's a sling, yeah. He's a sling.
That's the cowboy thing. So David killed Goliath or Jalut, and then he became king. And then David became king right after that. So you can see how Allah filters people until he gets the cream of the cream of the cream. And now we're going to figure out who's the cream of the cream of the cream by giving you a... Now the question here has nothing to do with what we talked about. They have to do with the book. The textbook. And I did not teach you the textbook because I thought it's boring.
Yeah, it is, right? It is not boring.
Hmm?
It is pretty boring.
Oh my god,
not talking, it's a closed mouth. The test is closed mouth. Or like the exam, or like the competition. Don't forget to write your name on the top. So write it now before you forget. No peeking. Question 22, by the way, has no right answer. So if you want to. None of the answers are right. 22. Just put a note in it. Did you put your name?
You can see the dots on my face. I don't know your name.
You have any? Remember, right next to question number 22, write no answer. You know why? Because the Prophet was died on the 10th day of 10th year of Hijra. He died on the 10th year of Hijra. So he can't be sick. Done, they can leave. Take your time. You don't have to rush. Take your time. Yes, you can.
Jerusalem, then I realized that was where he got pulled up and taken out.
Walaikum salam. Yes, it's a Rayyan.
Yeah, because I didn't know that one, but then I saw that all the answers had Rayyan.
Was the last messenger of Israel?
Yeah.
He's still
Yeah. And then the
Greeks
were born in
the I wrote 196 in my 206.
Thank you.